I opened my eyes. Okay, I said, I'll take a day. Clarissa sagged with relief. Thank you, doll. Because it's not so bad what we do, really. No one dies when we write about fashion. I looked out over the editorial floor and saw the girls watching me back, speculative, excited, predatory. I took another half-empty train back to Kingston and arrived home at 2 in the afternoon. It was hot and hazy, with a stillness and a heaviness to the day. We needed some rain to break it. Lawrence was in the kitchen when I got back home. I put the kettle on. Where's Bee?
She's in the garden.
I looked out and saw her, lying on the grass at the far end of the garden behind the laurel bush. She seem okay to you?
He just shrugged.
What is it? You two really haven't hit it off, have you?
It's not that, said Lawrence.
There's a tension, though, isn't there? I can feel it. I realized I had stirred one of the tea bags until it burst. I drained the mug into the sink and started again. Lawrence stood behind me and put his arms around my waist.
It's you who seems tense, he said. Is it work?
I leaned my head backward onto his shoulder and sighed. Work was hideous, I said. I lasted 40 minutes. I'm wondering if I should quit. He sighed into the back of my neck.
I knew it, he said. I knew something like this was coming.
I looked out at little Bee lying on her back, watching the hazy sky filling in with grey. Do you remember what it felt like to be her age, or Charlie's age? Do you remember back when you felt you could actually do something to make the world better?
You're talking to the wrong man. I work for central government, remember? Actually doing something is the mistake we're trained to avoid.
Stop it, Lawrence, I'm being serious.
Did I ever think I could change the world? Is that your question?
Yes.
A bit, maybe. When I first joined the civil service, I suppose I was quite idealistic.
When did it change?
When I realized we weren't going to change the world. Certainly not if that involved implementing any computer systems. Round about lunchtime on the first day.
I smiled and put my mouth close to Lawrence's ear. Well, you've changed my world, I said.